countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
You heard in the headlines a half an hour ago, how the Taoiseach is participating later on today with his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, in a discussion on food security at the Munich Security Conference. If indeed this war is in the beginning of the end stages, it raises the question about how much damage has been done to the rich agricultural land and soils on the battlefield, and if, when and how these lands can be returned to farming. Dr. Olena Melnik is an associate professor at the University of Sumy in Ukraine. She has been studying precisely these questions. When I talked to her earlier on, I asked her to remind me first of how much of the world Ukraine had fed with its sunflower oil, its wheat and its barley.
Ukraine was the first exporter of sunflower oil, more than 50% of all the export, the third exporter of corn, barley, rapeseed, and the fifth exporter of wheat. Even despite the war, in 2024, Ukraine entered the top 10 world producers of fruit and vegetable products, and approximately 400 million people worldwide rely on Ukrainian food export.
That is an impressive achievement, really, when you consider everything that has been going on. How much land has been lost or has been damaged by the war, Alina?
About 139,000 square kilometers. It's kind of equivalent to the size of an average European country. And about 109,000 square kilometers remain occupied, making farming impossible in many areas.
Describe to me what kind of damage has been done. What has happened to the land?
Since the beginning of the war, Russia has launched over 15,000 drones, 10,000 missiles, 40 million artillery shots, and most of them have ended up in the soil. So the number of craters in our land has already reached more than several tens of millions.
It's not just the loss of equipment and the creation of craters across the landscape, though. It's also the heavy metals that are left behind. What has that done to the soil?
We have analyzed during the last 3 years about 3,000 soil samples from potentially contaminated regions. Some of our research samples revealed really elevated concentrations of chemical elements such as sulfur, tin, cadmium, copper, iron. However, in the majority of soil samples, heavy metals were detected at acceptable levels or with only minor excesses. Our findings have supported more optimistic forecasts, indicating that with proper management and remediation, much of the soil could remain suitable for agriculture and food production. And I want to stress also that we focused on craters, trenches, and demined areas. But unfortunately, we still encountered some hot spots where military technique was burnt or oil spilled, and concentration of potentially toxic trace elements on such areas is much higher.
And Olena, are those hotspots lost to farming forever, or can the soil be rehabilitated in any way?
We suppose that such areas can be rehabilitated. Of course, it will take quite a long, because, for example, to remediate 1 centimeters of soil, sometimes it's necessary. It takes up to 100 years. But we suppose, and our government set up quite ambitious goal to return unsafe territories to productive use by 2033. And according to our approximate investigation, it will cost up to 50 billion.
What does that involve? Do you literally remove the topsoil and replace it with new topsoil, or what do you do?
No, we prefer more natural methods of remediation, for example, heat remediation, bioremediation, different types of less harmful cultivation, like low-till, non-till.
So as a percentage of the total of agricultural land, how much is currently unfarmable and how much would you aim to have back in cultivation within 8 years, by 2033?
Approximately one third territory of Ukraine for now deemed as potentially unsafe due to miners, due to unexploded ordnances, and maybe some level of pollution. And we hope to get back up to 80% of these territories by 2033.
Are you optimistic for the future and for the future of farming food production in Ukraine?
Yeah, of course I'm optimistic, because we have no other chance like just to be optimistic. Because Ukraine, before the war started, was an important venue that we could historically rely on. Agriculture made up to 12% of our GDP, and about 14% of our population was involved, was employed in agriculture. That is why we will do our best as a scientist and to support our agriculture, to develop the rapid remediation techniques and to test soil to understand how we should proceed with soil remediation and revitalization of our such important natural resource.
Dr. Olena Melnik there with that very ambitious 2033 target, which is, when you consider the amounts of Flanders and the Somme and Belgium that are still unfarmable after the First World War, indeed a very, very ambitious target.